good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are joined by Edmonton's premier psychedelic
rock and roll band.
Dutch Haywagon have come in all the way from Edmonton to join the Tip Tap Tip show, as well as check out the things which are going on at Sled Island this week. Starting from, well, I guess from my immediate friend, we'll say, say hello. It's
hello.
Troy.
Hello.
It's Troy on, drums. We have Donald on guitar and slide whistle occasionally.
Nice.
And then hanging on the couch, we have Ryan on noise and, Jackie on bass and vocals. Just hello.
Hello there.
All right. Well, let me say this before we move along. Listeners, subscribe to our show for free from our website, which is tiptaptip.com, or go into iTunes, type in Tip Tap Tip, go in there, give us a review, give us 5 stars, because that's pretty awesome. And check us out when we broadcast our show live. That's Wednesdays and Sundays, Calgary time, 8:30 p.m., which is right now, if you're actually tuned in, which we have one person in the chat. So, you guys just got into town how long ago?
Sorry, Eric, right when you said we have one person in the chat.
And they left.
They quit.
They're like, fuck these guys. Get out of here. So you guys just got into town. How was your ride down here?
Pretty comfortable.
Into the mic.
Okay, Troy, fucking stop looking at the Sled Island booklet and join the conversation.
If you keep on looking at that, we're going to have to take that away from
you. We're
going
to have to kick you off and put one of your other band members on.
Because okay. You're really not working
I'm
out
done.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm ready.
Oh, that didn't take much.
Well, yeah. I'm
super. You good? Yeah. I'm speaking to the mic?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to you loud, though.
You got to make sure people can hear you, though.
You got to use your big voice.
Your big man voice.
I can hear it.
So, actually, I'll mention this. We did get a letter from one of our listeners just today, in fact, about our last episode, which we did on Sunday, and it was sort of a weird episode because we kind of toned back the dick and fart jokes, and we kind of got a bit serious, which is weird because you would think that after, well, almost 250 episodes, it almost feels like we're hitting our stride this far in, right?
Yeah.
And it took this far to get there, but I guess our last episode was pretty good because Kelvin, who we had mentioned before, who sends us in links, but doesn't say much when he sends them in, sent us this letter about last episode.
Yeah, and this is the stuff that I like to hear, like, messages from our listeners to let us know when we are doing a good show, and maybe it helps me and Eric figure out what we want to do when
Hold
we
on, let
want
me just get us in the mood while we read that letter.
Okay. Dear Tip Tap Tip, excellent show on Sunday. Top notch. Nice to see you taking the show in an adult, witty, and urban directions. Much better than the usual fecal-based stuff. Speaking of feces, did you get that Japanese poop burger thingy? I remember about 10 years ago, somebody from Japan made noodles out of feces. It must be a cultural thing. I think Japan wants to make the world eat its feces. I think we as Canadians must beat them to the punch and get the world to eat our feces before we are forced to eat someone else's. We can market it as maple-flavored or bacony or something. Anyway, I'm just joking and not insane. Seriously, your show on Sunday was excellent. You guys really shined. Kelvin. Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you so much. We appreciate our listeners' feedback.
And in addition to the letter they sent, Kelvin asked if we could do a shout-out. And usually we're kind of maybe about that, but because Kelvin's been good to us, he sent us lots of stuff in the past, we definitely will. I'll just turn down anyways. So I guess this is interesting because Kelvin is from Saskatchewan. We didn't know where he was from. We thought maybe the States, maybe.
Well, we never know until people say where they're actually from.
But I guess Saskatoon.
I didn't know people still lived in Saskatchewan.
Don't say that.
Well, don't they all seem to move here.
Don't say that to people who send us in stuff.
Sorry.
Because now, look what you've done. You've upset them, and now they're not going to send us anything. And now I'm going to have to go and find out my own.
No, when Kelvin listens to our show, he knows that we're joking.
Anyway, so this is a shout out to a thing which is going on in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. There is an art exhibition called Great King Rabbit by artist Michael Boutin at the AKA Gallery and Artist Run Center. Great King Rabbit follows the manufactured history of its eponymous character, combining idioms of fine art and propaganda to depict past and present world leaders. Boutin explores ways in which history is constructed to perpetuate both personal and ideological power. The humor and candy-colored palette in his work draw the viewer into a discourse and reflection that is anything but innocuous, possessed as it is with the rigor and earnestness of socially aware satire. Boutin's painted works are deeply influenced by the Saskatchewan funk movement, of which I did not know existed, but apparently. And most notably, the early works of David Galuhi and Joe Fafard. They are a continuation of the irreverence present in French Canadians Métis folk art. Opening reception is Friday, June 24th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. The show runs from June 24th to July 29th. We're going to be throwing a link up on our episode links. So if you're interested in that and you live in the Saskatoon area, yeah, check it out.
And there's some good big words in that.
Yeah. Like, I don't use innocuous enough.
Yeah,
in the
innocuous.
Sentence.
That's
I know
a good
the
one.
Word. I'm not a complete idiot, but I, you know, I really should be using that in my more everyday.
Well, I kind of tried to do this thing with a friend of mine where, I don't know if you guys ever did this in high school, where you like flip through the dictionary and you pick a long word and then you try and use it that day. No.
No.
Okay, I tried to do that, but it lasted one day because it's really hard to do it.
What was the word? What was the word, Rochelle?
No, so I just with a friend of mine, I said to her, okay, well, we're gonna text each other a word every day, and then we're gonna try and use that word.
You're texting?
Yeah.
Well, and when?
So the last yesterday, my word was immaculate.
Oh, you can use that.
But I didn't talk to anybody, so it didn't really.
This smoothie.
Or maybe it was Monday.
Is immaculate. This quarter pounder with cheese is immaculate.
Yeah.
If not, innocuous. And ideological. I'm just grasping at straws here. But, yeah. So, yeah, again, as I mentioned, yeah, if you're in Saskatoon, check it out. Link is going up on our website.
Sounds cool. It sounds like a neat show.
So, just before the show started, Rochelle was kind of going over with Donald the genesis of the Dutch hay wagon. And that is a hay with an H-E-Y, just so we're clear.
Okay, I want to know who came up with that name.
Us three. Jackie, Ryan, and
good old
me,
name for
Donald.
That.
Yep.
Yeah? How did it come about?
We wrote down
into the You're going to have to talk closer into the mic. Sorry, man. Why don't you move the mic in between
kind of in the
middle,
and then you can kind of, or you can just kind of scooch closer together and get friendly. Put your arm around Donald. There we go.
All right. Well, it started off, we didn't have a name yet, and what we did was we put a whole bunch of words in a hat, and we kept pulling them out one by one.
Nice.
And we all wanted one word in it. And the only one that all three of us had was...
Wagon?
Well, wagon was in there, and then I guess Dutch hay wagon ended up being like, we were like, hey, Dutch wagon, or wagon Dutch hay, or...
But when you did the hay, was it H-E-Y, or was it hay as an H-A-Y?
I think it was H-E-Y.
Okay.
So we kept it true to what we were planning.
Yeah.
Was your word Dutch?
Because are you guys all Dutch?
No, none of them are Dutch.
No, okay. Do you just like Dutch people? Do you like... Do you like druppies?
Did you like the word?
Yeah, who thought of that word?
That wasn't mine.
So you actually haven't disclosed who gave up which word yet, right? So this is...
Jackie came up with Dutch.
Dutch oven.
All right.
Oh, Dutch oven.
She's very useful for cooking.
She's obsessed with Dutch ovens.
But it just so happens I am Dutch. And then I joined the band.
And you're hot.
Actually, speaking of speaking of Dutch ovens, and this is like I know the sort of the you know the version, I guess the meaning of the word, which you know.
You know what I hate when you accidentally give yourself a Dutch oven. You know, you're like, have you ever done that? Like, you know what a Dutch oven is, right? You, like, fart underneath your blankets, and then you pull it over top of someone else's face.
And then,
but sometimes
then
you accidentally
them, right?
do that to yourself, and you're like, oh, shit.
When was this? When did you do this?
Oh, I don't know. It happens sometimes.
When you're sleeping.
When you're sleeping, yeah. When you're snoring, I'm like, gonna Dutch oven him.
Probably in the
stop
winter.
Him.
You've done this to me, right?
Huh?
It's probably a wintertime thing. When you need all the blankets.
Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say, Eric?
No, because I think it was last week I learned that there was actually another meaning for the word. Like, it was a recipe or something, right? Like,
yeah, it's like a way of cooking.
Yeah, it's a pot.
Yeah.
I as far as I'd ever known, the only meaning of the word was the what Rochelle apparently does to me when I'm sleeping, like 20 times.
Nice.
This is for not doing the dishes, and this is just for... Yeah. Kissing me goodnight, and this is just for something else you'll probably do next week, so go fuck yourself. But, yeah, I guess
silent but deadly.
But I guess it's a recipe, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, some sort of, I think it's just like a, basically like a ceramic pot with a lid on it. And you,
with
put,
lots
it,
of,
and you put it in the oven.
Lots of broccoli and cauliflower in this recipe?
I have no idea. Okay.
Probably a lot of that.
Probably a lot of cheese in there, too.
Or no sauerkraut. Yeah.
But anyways, back to what we were saying before. I guess so the band came together through Donald. You were, I guess you had, were jamming with Ryan?
Jackie.
I'm so sorry. I completely fucked up the history, like, even though you were talking
told
about
them. They just told us it, like, 20 minutes ago.
I know.
I remember everything.
She remembers it. How will you take this over then?
Well, why don't, Donald, why don't you explain it instead of us explaining it again?
I'll do a
this
really
do the quick
over,
version.
Take over.
I'll do a really quick version of it. Jackie and I, we met in first year about 8 years ago of university. And we started jamming together maybe 4 years ago. We were just a guitar-based duo called Anti-Suppressed and D's Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And one day I met Ryan, whose nickname is Brian for some reason. I met him and...
Hold on.
Sorry, aren't nicknames supposed to be shorter?
I think we need to sort of stop for a moment and figure out... Okay, so... Ryan, and your nickname is Brian?
Is that just because people, like, I think, accidentally call you Brian?
Ryan, why don't you step up to the mic and explain this, because we really...
I don't know.
This is a very complex issue.
I think Donald just started calling me Brian someday. And
I didn't know your name. I thought it was Brian for, like, half the time I knew you, and then I found out there was no B in front, and I'm like... Brian. So
they just kept calling me Brian.
You just kind of like, oh. You just didn't want to correct them, and you had a good thing going, and that was it. It's like,
nice.
Sometimes when I answer the phone at work, you know, I go, Eric speaking, and they go, hey, how's it going, Derek? I'm like, fuck. But yeah, anyways. So you met Ryan, a.k.a. Brian, and...
Yeah, met him at, I don't know, nightclub in Edmonton, one of the fine establishments there.
What was it called?
Flash. I call it Flesh. I don't know. I like to alter words a lot. Yeah, and then one day he said he was into the same music as I was, and we met at a show again, and then we decided we would jam.
And sorry, what kind of music is that? You guys like? Like this Sandstorm song? Where both of you guys like, yeah, it's my favorite.
No.
Well, it's my favorite. But I'm not being ironic either. You know, it takes me back to my youth.
Nice.
There's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. There's just pleasures that you like that everybody else hates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, then I met him. We jammed once, and I told Jackie, who we hadn't jammed in a while, that we needed to jam together. And so we started jamming. Then we started looking for a drummer. And we met Troy here. We met Troy through a friend of ours, Lisa. They worked together. And she
shout out to Lisa.
Yo, Lisa. she said that he was a drummer and looking for a band. We were iffy. And actually, this is a really... We met at an anarchist book fair.
Show.
Yeah. It was a music show, not really a book fair.
So they didn't actually have books?
No, they had books.
Yeah, it was just a journey. It was like
half-book stuff. Oh, okay.
At different times. At the same time. Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, so we asked him to come aboard. And I'm going to let Jackie actually tell the story of how her and Troy got along that first night, because that was pretty awesome.
Right. And my recollection now is different.
So I talked to Troy, and I just really wanted a drummer who wanted to drum with us. That was the main thing, who wasn't going to flake out or anything. So I think I went on this 20-minute rant to him, being like, I really want someone who just wants to play with us. And he's nodding along, and we're all serious. And then I see him 20 minutes later, after talking to him for 20 minutes, and he doesn't even remember my name, nor that he talked to me for 20 minutes.
Was he really drunk?
Yes, super. Yeah.
So this
that
is
would explain it.
This is opposed to a drummer who plays with you and is like, fuck these guys. I hate this fucking band. Fuck
but
everything about.
He played
about.
With us, and he could do whatever he wanted, because he was the best drummer ever.
Nice.
He is.
Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah,
I relied on you a lot. Your foot stomps and your bass lines.
So you mentioned that you're coming up on a year. A year of playing together. I noticed that when I was checking out some YouTube clips earlier that the only ones I could really find were back in October.
That was before Tim had joined.
I only found one YouTube clip. It was like a live show.
Yeah, it was a live show.
Like Bohemia.
Yeah, that's really the only thing. And yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. To anyone.
Well,
out there
it's
on
the sound
Cyberland.
Quality is just like, you know, it's in a bar, so yeah.
So
but
I,
on MySpace, you guys have a MySpace page that has a few of your songs on there, right?
Yep.
Yeah?
I think like four songs we have posted up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there was, there was.
I know there was Clubbing with Satan. Awesome name. That was on there, right?
Yeah. Awesome song.
Rational Anthem was on there.
Numbskull, which is on there, which I really liked.
Tim Bierto.
Pardon?
Also known as Tim Bierto. Shout out to Tim. He couldn't be here. He is in Calgary with us, but...
He's somewhere. He's probably lost in the quadrants. He's probably driving around in the Northwest. Where the fuck 70th
Avenue, whatever, Northwest.
Let's not kid ourselves. He's drunk.
Yeah.
Tim,
if you're listening. Can we play one of their songs?
Yeah, I have a song here. Called.
Is there anything you guys want to say about a song, the hard one, before we play a bit? What was your inspiration?
They wrote this before I joined. It was one of the first ones I learned. Like, I learned a bunch on the same day, but this was one that I remembered and really liked after I first heard it.
And so who wrote this? Like, how do you guys work together with, like, writing
just
kind music,
of jam it out. And
Yeah.
Actually, it was just really simple chord structures. That's pretty much why it worked out so well. One of our better tracks because of that.
Yeah, it's actually straight. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So I'll play that and we'll talk to you guys in a minute.
Thank you.
That was a hard one by Dutch Haywagon. Now, Rochelle told me something earlier, which totally threw me off.
What?
And because this came out of nowhere, and it was just the weirdest thing that I've heard from you in about a week. Earlier today, Rochelle comes up to me. It's like, you know what I've been listening to all day? I'm like, what have you been listening to, Eric? Or Rochelle? I'm like, I've been listening to a lot of Motorhead. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, this may not sound unusual to a lot of people, but like, this is coming from Rochelle. This is probably the most unusual thing.
Well, okay. The reason why I wanted to check it out is because of that rock and roll documentary that we watched.
Oh, the Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, yeah, The Metal Years.
Yeah. And
if you haven't seen that, make a point of seeing it. It's pretty.
Have you guys seen that?
Have you watched Lemmy?
Yeah.
He's in there. I love Lemmy more than talking. I love Motorhead.
Yeah.
He's in there for a little bit.
But. He's like such a cool guy, and there's nothing showy about him at all. Like, he is honestly wearing the same outfit every time you see him. I don't think he bathes at all. But, you know, he doesn't follow fashion trends. You can tell that he's not in it for, like, the glamour or anything like that.
It was filmed around, like, 1987 or 88, right? So it's, like, the height of the glam metal sort of period.
And, yeah, like, you know, Twisted Sister.
You know, Lemmy's just sort of standing outside smoking a cigarette in a jean jacket. And the interviewer goes, you know, Lemmy, what do you think of all those, you know, those pretty boy bands who are playing metal? You know, what do you think of guys who dress up and lipstick and look really nice? Like, wish I looked nice.
Straight up.
So the reason why I wanted to listen to it is because I think I put it on my iPod because when I started going to the gym with Eric on Mondays, and I don't like running at all, but if you have something really like intense to listen to that kind of gets your adrenaline up and stuff like that, then it makes it easier. So I tried like rap music and stuff, and then I tried Motorhead, and Motorhead is totally where it's at. Like biking around today, I biked all over the city and all that kind of stuff today listening to Motorhead. I think I listened to like the album Ace of Spades like 3 times. Smoking a cigarette while biking. I'm like, yeah!
Lemmy would approve.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just looking at our live chat. K-Bear is asking in their live chat, do you like Hawkwind? Actually, I was listening to Hawkwind.
I love Hawkwind.
I was listening to Hawkwind earlier in the day. My dad had the Warrior on the Edge of Time album, right? And that's how I had sort of heard about them when I was a teenager, right? Because I thought the album was fantastic because the LP sleeve unfolds into a shield. I don't know if you've seen if you've seen the sleeve, but it's fantastic, right? So yeah, like so that's the album that I really kind of know, and I was listening to that earlier today just because.
Troy, what are you listening to right now? Because I find for myself, like, I change my albums. Like, for a while, I was listening to Paul Simon Graceland on, so
I love that album.
Yeah. So good.
A lot of reggae, actually.
Like, any particular CD or artist or anything?
It's really old stuff.
Yeah. Like, the only reggae artist that I really know of is Bob Marley. So what other artists are there?
Help us out, buddy.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah.
There's a ton. There's Black Mastiff. There's Black Rabbit.
Black first pack.
I don't know. I really like, at least Scratch Perry and Ryan can talk about him. I don't know.
Just Scott Perry?
Lee Scratch Perry.
Okay.
Maybe we can play a song by him later. But, I don't know. There's a ton. Just look it up.
You're so vague. Oh yeah, my goodness.
this guy who did this album was pretty awesome.
He was really good. That's our Troy imitation.
That's why every time we'd get drunk together, I'd be like, Troy, do you really like playing in our band? Like, I really need to know this. And I'd be like a stickler. I'd really want him to tell me the truth. And he's like,
yeah. What more do you want?
Actually,
Troy, do you
sell it? Sell it to me.
All right,
yes,
Troy.
I love it.
Troy, do you really like playing in this band?
Yes, I do.
It sounds so sincere. Hey.
Yep.
Actually, if you give him a couple more beer, he will actually start talking.
No, I got drunk with Troy last year for Sled Island, and I think he maybe said like 3 sentences. So and then he started hiccuping.
I'm just gonna read.
And
this.
I was like, "Whoa, maybe you need some food." But you still didn't really talk very much. Like,
I'm going to read this comment from our live chat. It says, K-Bear is saying, I saw Hawkwind in London, England in 1987 at an all-day psychedelic festival. Save the Rhino benefit. I spent 8 hours dancing with a lady in a low-cut dress with a dragon tattoo on her back. Best show ever.
Nice. That sounds awesome.
Classy lady and a tramp stamp.
Yeah. And saving animals.
What do you, do you guys want to talk about any bands that you guys like? Doesn't have to be like your music. Just, you know, what are you listening to?
Hidden Cameras.
Come closer to
Congregation.
I'm saying Hidden Cameras.
Pizzeria. We're playing with them on the 30th.
Shout out Pizzeria.
Hidden Cameras. Really like Up Montreal.
Yeah.
I saw them live.
They're actually here in Edmonton. They're in Calgary right now.
They are.
Where are you? Where do you think you drove to?
I think my favorite part was when they were playing the song Golden... What is it? It's not Golden... Is it Golden Showers?
Golden Streams.
Golden Streams.
Oh, yes. That's like one of Donald's favorite songs. And it definitely...
So well, they played at the One Yellow Rabbit Theater here in Calgary, and they threw down golden streamers from the balcony on everybody when they were dancing. I was like, oh, so perfect. And they played what is that song where they're talking about being blindfolded? I can't remember. But anyway, so they played all their instruments blindfolded, and then they had a choir, and so everybody was blindfolded. I don't know. They're just a really fun band.
They do a lot of dance things with it.
Yeah.
I remember the blindfolds, and they had like actions for it too. And at the end, they all fell down. It was.
So a friend of mine is like, he's the one who introduced the band to me, and he moved to Japan. So I decided to buy a poster from the Hidden Cameras and then get everybody in the band to autograph it because they were pretty cool. Like they were hanging outside with everybody. And I went up to the lead singer who my friend had a huge crush on him. And I was like, dude, can you please sign this for me? I'm going to send it to my friend. He introduced me to you guys. He's got a huge crush on you, blah, blah, blah. And you know what he did? Instead of actually signing his name, he just, like, drew a big black dot.
On the poster.
On the poster.
All right. Well, maybe that's how he signs his name.
I was like, what?
That's lame. You should have called him on it.
Actually,
I was just like, I don't even know.
Get me a new poster, buddy.
I don't even know what I said. That's so long ago.
When I saw them, I snuck backstage and I bought one of their records and I got one of them to take, I think it was Molly. I got her to take it to everyone in the band and get them to sign it. And then I was waiting around back there and they were like offering me beer and sandwiches and everything. They were really nice with me.
Yeah.
And I think I failed my final the next morning. Well worth it.
Yeah. No, it's taking another final, right? Mm-hmm.
No, I think their music is really good, and it was such a good show. Yeah.
Before we continue...
I liked their pins that they came out with, too. Little camera pins.
Oh, yeah.
And little skull pins.
Those you have great. Some of those, right?
Yeah, I got them like 10 years ago, and I still wear them. Yeah.
As before we continue, I'll just mention this. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, we have an email address, info@tiptaptip.com. Send us your stuff. Your shit. And stuff.
Send us your shit burgers.
Yeah, send us shit burgers.
Anyway, so speaking of shit burgers,
nasty.
I have this clip, which I have queued up. I guess they're, you know, in addition to building a gigantic robots in Japan, they're... also undergoing some other technological innovations, like making food out of recyclable materials.
Professor Ikeda has invented the first steaks based on proteins from human excrement.
So I'll just read the subtitles here. Sewage mud contains a great deal of protein. We researched
and recycled it to make a meat substitute.
Sewage mud is rich in protein because it is alive with bacteria. These bacteria are harmless.
You know what? Bugs have a lot of protein, too, and I don't think you're going to eat those.
I've eaten bugs. Long story. I'll send you the link. To impress a girl, basically. Not really, that's exactly it. But
it's because they are killed by heat during the manufacturing process. The red color is obtained by using food coloring. The artificial steak, according to initial tests, even tastes like beef. In fact, to refine...
Okay, let me just stop. Blind taste test. You're given real shit. Steak on one plate, and you give the artificial steak, formerly shit, on another plate.
I like how they call it, what do they call it, sewage refuse?
Sewage mud.
Ugh. That's not right. You just call it shit. Like, shit
well,
is shit.
Well, they can't say shit on the news.
Well, poop.
Sewage
feces.
Involves so much more, too.
There's yeah. Like, is it a mixture of
vomit and, like, all that other
blood.
Good stuff? Like, yeah, blood.
Ew.
So it resembles meat to begin with, I guess.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Vegetarian.
Actually, that brings up a good point.
Well, actually, like, that brings just up. Coming through again.
Is that vegetarian?
Ooh. Eating human.
No, eating the reprocessed feces.
There's probably meat in it to be like meat in the shit to begin
with. Oh, okay. So
unless
you,
they're following a diet.
So you wouldn't eat it because it's vegetarian, or you just wouldn't eat it because it was formerly shit?
What if the shit was from a vegetarian?
If it was my own shit burger, I yeah. would eat it.
All right. <That's> true.
Wait. Be one clean shit burger, meat free.
In the flavor, Professor Ikeda adds soy protein. It's 63% protein, 25% carbohydrates, 3% lipids, and 9% minerals to make one turd burger.
Can you rewind that and play it again?
Turd burger.
Sounds so classy.
Yeah.
63% protein, 25% carbohydrates, 3% lipids, and 9% minerals to make one turd burger.
One tasty, tasty turd burger. Would,
gross.
I would try them.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
I would. Yeah, why not?
Really?
If it... Why? You would not try.
No.
So then when she says, eat shit, you can be like, I already have.
I had second.
Remember that show where we were talking about how a friend of mine said that she knows a lot of guys who have tried their own shit.
Who've tried their own shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah she yeah. says that it's like, that, like, I don't know, a lot of guys that she knows.
No, I think what you're saying is, no, she knows a lot of guys who've tried their own cum.
No. No.
Yes.
No, it was shit.
Well,
originally.
Speaking for myself.
We were talking about cum, the first part, but then we started talking about shit. All right. And she said that she knows guys that have done that. Nobody's going to confess to that, though, right? Unless they're really, really drunk.
Same shit, different pile. Still coming out of your body. But not really.
So, you would not try a turd burger?
No, of course not. That's fucking disgusting, Eric. You eat... What was it that we were talking about recently that you said you would never try? Like, food-wise.
Well, you know I don't like onions. I'd sooner eat a turd burger than an onion. I don't like onions. I'm sorry. It's just, I can't apologize.
But what if the person who ate onions before and then you eat the turd burger and it tasted like onions?
No, I think we've gone over this, Rochelle. Onions can add flavor to the overall meal, but if you give me, like, big chunks of onion, like that fucking pizza you ordered 2 weeks ago, yeah, you know how that sat? And I just looked at it and go, well, it's not something I'm going to eat. But if it was, if they was reprocessed.
But Eric, the reason why I did that is so that I could have the whole pizza to myself.
Well, and you did. Good for you.
K-Bear in the chat is saying, is semen the secret sauce to a turd burger?
Probably.
Nice.
60%.
Anyway, yeah. I vote no. Troy says yes.
For my personal own
Okay.
Homemade.
All right, fair enough.
Eric is willing to eat anybody's shit.
I'll eat anybody's shit. Bring it up.
I don't need cum to ruin my shit burger.
Yeah.
Me neither. Thank you very much. Hold the cum.
Can't go back. You already said. You said it's a special sauce.
Not for my personal burger.
So Ryan, we haven't heard from you regarding the.
I might give it a go.
You're like, all right.
With or without special sauce.
Without.
You only live once, right? Fuck it.
That's the weirdest thing that you've actually eaten. I know Eric has eaten pigeon.
I've eaten bugs. Like,
bugs, and you've eaten some sort of brains accidentally.
Oh, no, that's tripe.
What is tripe again?
It's like stomach intestines. Lining or of something.
Yeah.
Prairie oysters, anyone?
Have you had that? That's what I was asking you, if you would eat prairie oysters. And I said, if I covered them in peanut butter and jelly, would you eat them? And you said, maybe just with peanut butter.
Just with peanut butter, I'd be fine. Because I like peanut butter a lot.
Have you eaten those, Troy?
No.
No? I think it's gross. I've never tried it.
What is it? I don't even know.
Cow testicles.
Oh.
Bull testicles.
Okay.
Of course they give all these.
Which asshole came up with that idea? It's like, well, we have these things left over. We've castrated the bull. You know what? I feel bad about throwing them out. Because, you know, we as humans
waste
so much.
It probably was just a dare. Like,
yeah, that's exactly
it. Hey, dude, I'm going to deep fry these balls, and then you got to eat them.
It's like, oh, you motherfucker. You and always win the bets.
As a prank or something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, wait a minute.
Because I don't...
You just ate balls. Oh, they weren't actually that bad.
Yeah.
With a little peanut butter.
Anyways.
Ryan, what's the weirdest thing that you've eaten?
That Scottish food.
Oh, haggis.
Haggis. That was really awful for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I went to a party at a bar once and they were serving it, but I passed. I was like, no.
Yeah, it ruined my whole meal.
Because isn't it, what is it, like, inside stomach lining or something, and it's full of blood and gross stuff?
Utah man posts Facebook updates during SWAT standoff, because when you're holding a hostage, best thing to do is update your Facebook status and seeing how the situation is going on in case you have any friends that are wanting to like what you're doing. Utah man was involved in a 16-hour standoff with police Friday night and posted status updates about the ordeal on Facebook, sharing photos of himself with the hostage.
Dumb.
Right. One Facebook user warned Jason Valdez that a SWAT officer was hiding in the bushes outside the motel room where he's holed up with a hostage. Thank you, homie, Valdez replied. Good looking out. His first Facebook post, updated at 11:23 p.m. Friday, reads in part, I'm currently in a standoff, kinda ugly, but ready for whatever. I love you guys, with a Z. And if I don't make it out of here alive, I'm in a better place, and you... We're all great friends. In all, he posted 6 updates, including pictures of himself with the hostage. I wonder if he tagged that photo.
Oh, my goodness.
And he received more than 100 comments from family and friends, many of whom pleaded him to do the right thing. Others offered words of support, even liking his update about shooting his update about shooting the police. So
that was fucked up.
Yeah, so I guess this.
So he would have just done that on his phone or something.
Yeah, he probably had like a smartphone or whatever. He's just being the hostage.
Peace. And then peace out, man.
So
that's weird. Sorry, Jackie. Totally didn't get what's the grossest thing that you've ever tried eating.
Probably when my family's from France, so probably foie gras, like where they force feed the.
Oh,
the ducks.
It's like the duck liver, right?
Yeah, until they explode and then they serve them.
What?
And my aunt was really insulted when I said, you know, I don't really want to eat this. I don't want to eat this. And she's crazy. So she's like, you're going to eat this.
So what is it? It's like duck liver pate
they
or something?
They force feed them. They
like ram, like grain down the...
Until they die pretty much from gluttony. And then they serve them up.
It's, I think
so
in like a number of countries...
Duck?
I don't know what part it is.
I think it's like the liver or something like that.
Yeah. But
in like a number of countries, it's illegal just because of the way that they do it. They're like jamming like food down the throat.
That's my aunt. Delicious.
Oh, that's so gross. Donald, what's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Probably snake.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Where would you eat that?
Mexico.
Okay.
My family's from Mexico. And one of the neighbors was having a party, and they had a big snake, and I had no idea. And it was kind of gross, like a mixture between chicken and fish.
Like reptile?
Yeah, I really... It was so long ago, I was maybe 11 years old, and then when I found out, I was like, I stopped eating anything that I didn't see.
Before...
Started going straight for the tortillas, and that's it.
Nice.
Somebody in the chat has said blood pudding. I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, it was a haggis. Yes.
No,
right?
Is it like a sausage or something?
It's just like blood. It's like soup out of blood, isn't it? I think that's what it is.
I don't know. Is it better than a turd burger?
I don't know. It's eating animal blood, obviously. I don't know. There's a lot of weird shit out there that you can eat. I guess now that we're talking about it, shit burgers don't seem that weird.
Well, it's like we mentioned on a show that we did about a couple months ago about, was it the jumping shrimp salad or something like that?
Yeah.
This is a...
Because the shrimp are still alive, and so you eat them when they're still alive.
This is, I guess, a delicacy in the Philippines or Thailand. Yeah. Pardon me. Where they have the salad, and then they have these shrimp, which are still alive, and they cover it with a bowl because, you know, as soon as you uncover it, these things are just leaping out, trying to get out of there, and they're eaten basically alive.
Yep.
What about those baby octopus in South Korea?
Yeah, a friend of ours tried the baby octopus, and apparently you have to, like, wrap it around the chopsticks in a certain way so that they don't open up in your throat and kill you. Because they're still alive. It's so messed up. I don't know. I don't think I'd do it. No.
Well, being said.
I'm trying to think of, like, the most recent thing that I tried that... oysters. And I tried it.
You don't like mussels, though, generally.
Oh, no. Sorry, mussels. Yeah, those other ones.
Those other ones, which include...
I don't like it when you can see, you know, you can, in the muscles, you can see, like, all the little parts and stuff.
It's just like this kind of snot thing.
It's so, no, you're talking about oysters is like snot. Muscles are like, you know, the black ones that they cook them a little bit. Sure. You can see all the little organs and you're like, yummy. It's just
throw them in your mouth.
So gross.
All right.
Anyway.
So
I'm not too daring when it comes to trying food.
All right. So everybody's answered the question. We'll move along here. Man loses finger after trying to blast away a wart with a shotgun. Apparently, Compound W is a lot more expensive than shotgun shells. A man tried to rid himself of a painful wart by shooting it off with a shotgun and ended up losing the wart as well as the finger it was perched on. I guess that's one way to get rid of it. The man said the best thing is that the wart is gone. It was giving me a lot of trouble.
Oh my goodness.
There's a half it's a half full kind of guy. It's like, you know.
What finger was it though?
Yeah, if it was his non-dominant hand, then well, sure. But
yeah, it depends what finger.
Must have been a bad wart.
Yeah, but that's still dumb, though.
Then when you have phantom finger and a phantom wart on that phantom finger, you never escape from it.
He anesthetized himself with his favorite addled beverage, so he got drunk first. Then he decided that it was a good day. Good day to shoot off his wart. But he didn't blame it for his shooting. For his lousy shooting. I didn't expect to lose my finger as well when I shot it, but the gun recoiled and that was it. The wart was gone and so was most of my finger. There was nothing left, so no chance to reattach it.
Yeah, I probably would have opted for a knife. I've had some bad warts, and you just cut those things off. Just
carve them out and
yeah.
Throw a band-aid over it.
K-Bear in the chat is requesting that we play another song. So, let's play another song.
I don't have one.
You don't have another song, Eric? What kind of DJ are you?
The kind of DJ who doesn't have a second song prepared, but...
So what are you saying? You can't do it?
Which one should we play?
Or can we do it?
Give me half a second here. So how about we... just give me a second here to queue it up.
Wait, no.
Turn off thing. Actually, no, I'll just do it this way.
You guys have a song named Brian? Is that like an ode to Ryan, aka Brian?
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. It's only called that because Donald was...
Talking the mic, Troy.
Screaming his name before we started jamming, so it was called that.
Okay, so just give me a second here.
It's really just a jam.
So what song do you guys want us to play?
Which number is that?
Take your pick.
Clubbing or Numbskull. Clubbing is number 5. Numbskull is number 9.
Let's do number 5.
Okay. I like this one, Clubbing with Satan, right? I want to go clubbing with Satan. He probably will buy you lots of drinks. He
probably listens to a lot
and feed you drugs. Because he's evil.
The reference is actually to clubbing baby seals with Satan.
I think if Satan was a DJ.
not the kind of clubbing I'm thinking. No.
Maybe it was.
Do you think if Satan was a DJ, he'd just play Sandstorm on repeat for the whole night?
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Donald would worship him.
Anyways.
And sorry, what?
Donald would worship him. Nice. He really loves Sandstorm.
All right. This is number 5, right. Which is clubbing with Satan. Brr.
With Satan.
Because when you club with Satan, it's always a good time. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Just ripping it up.
Am I right? Right?
Ripping it
up. Yeah!
All right. All right, so let's wrap this show up. But actually, we'll just do some announcements, which will probably take longer than our usual two-minute rundown.
Well, just because there is a huge festival happening here in Calgary called Sled Island, and it's actually grown to be pretty big. I think it's in its fourth year now.
Fourth or fifth. Yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, so they have a lot of, like, they've added art and film, as well as, I don't know, like, how many bands? I don't know, 200 bands
200
or something?
Plus,
you guys know?
Yeah.
200 or more, yeah. So that is what brings Dutch Haywagon to Calgary. And I just wanted to mention a few things that are happening that me and Eric are going to check out. We're going to be going to Emedia, which is the film and animation studio in Calgary, a nonprofit organization. And our friend is going to be showing her painted animation. Her name is Leslie Bell. So I'm just going to read the little description in Sled Island. Is that cool?
That's fine, Rochelle.
Okay, thanks for your permission. Light and sound come together to make art in the Emedia screening room on Thursday, June 23rd. The video and animation works of Leslie Bell and Teresa Tam accompanying the haunting music of Juliana Barwick to form an introspective, immersive experience titled Light Fantastic. On Saturday, June 25th, the doors of perception open when Leslie Bell's latest hand-painted animations, Aquarius and Pandora, dance and flow along with the psychedelic experimental rock of Moon Duo.
I think this is a show that you guys should check out tomorrow. I think it'll be up your alley.
Yeah. You probably will like that.
What time is that?
I don't know. It just says where it is at, because this is the art section. And, and then if you listen to our show on Sunday night, we had, Ariel from the Garter Girls, or Raven Virginia. And, we are going to be checking out the Garter Girls show on Friday at, June 24th at Club Paradiso. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yo. Check it out.
It's gonna be good.
Do it.
Check it. Check it.
Do it.
So if you guys want to let people know where they can find your music online.
Do you want to take this one?
D.
Donald?
You can listen to it on our MySpace page. It's MySpace/ Dutch Haywagon, all one word. Hay with an E. And you can download our music at our Bandcamp page. We only have two songs on the Bandcamp page. More to come in the week. Bandcamp. And
I'll throw links up to those.
Yeah, and there's some other websites too. People can download things that we've done, like on that art.
Oh, Ramshackle.
And Ramshackle. A
few live shows we have recorded.
Oh, cool.
You wanted to do the show? You want?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you can also check us out on the 30th of June. It's a Thursday in Edmonton, Alberta, at Wonder Bar. It's on White Ave.
Wonder
Bar. Pretty good time with Pizzeria.
I've heard that bar is really fun, actually.
It's great.
For shows. Shout out.
Craig, you rule.
Yeah,
thanks for the ticket.
Craig, you rule. Thanks for giving Donald the ticket. That was a pretty awesome thing you did, Craig.
Poor Levi.
And all the free beer.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much being on our show.
Thanks for having us.
Let's all get together for a shit burger.
Yes. Shit burgers all around.
Shit burgers for all.
Well, this is fun. Thanks, guys, for coming down. That was lots of fun. And you guys are going to be in town for, what, a couple days? Seeing shows?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, look for us in the crowd. Say hey, wagon.
You'll be able to tell us. We're wearing orange Sled Island wristbands.
And we applied, just so you know.
Yeah.
next year, we'll be here.
Next.
In a band capacity.
Anyways,
So if you like listening to Tip Tap Tip, best thing to do is tell your friends, and that will help spread the word of Tip Tap Tip and stuff like that. And if you want, you can check out our website and then buy some clothing, like t-shirts that are really nice and stuff.
Yeah, we have t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and iTunes and all the other sort of internet-y places. Right?
Does Dutch have a Haywagon have a Twitter?
Tweet, tweet.
I signed up for one drunkenly, and I'm already thinking of deleting it.
What? All right.
But I'll follow you. I'm going to follow Tip Tap Tip in the meantime.
I don't think we have a Facebook page either.
No. We're behind the times.
Well, I'll throw up links to all your stuff they have.
Yeah, you should get a Facebook page, and the next time you have a show, pretend that you're holding up a bank. That'd be good.
Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
And go eat a shit burger. Dutch
Troy.
Wagon.
Yeah, Jackie.
Donald.
Brian.
And Timber, we love you.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.